There's an interesting phenomena in our listening area. As the economic downturn has affected so many people and so many businesses, I've noticed that some of the businesses that have not only made it but are thriving are the food co-ops. I'll be visiting some of those co-ops and finding out what it is that's been helping them succeed. In the Brainerd area, a lot of it has to do with its new location. Location can be everything in terms of an indicator of success for a small business. The Crowing Food Co-op recently moved locations. It's ironically only a couple of blocks away from where it used to be. Now it's on 8th and Washington in downtown Brainerd. It used to be on kind of a dangerous curve on Washington Avenue. There was definitely no parking, and the building itself didn't have a lot of natural light. When I went to the new Crowing Food Co-op next to the Minnesota School of Diving, one of the first things I noticed was that there was lots of parking and there were big windows where I could see inside the building. I also noticed how different it was when I walked in the door. It was a different atmosphere, not just from the old co-op, but from a traditional grocery store. This is the kind of place you walk into, and even if you don't know the people who are working, you aren't anonymous.
To all the free-range humans and organic life forms everywhere, hold your forks up with solidarity.
Have a wonderful day. I'll get that info. It should be here Wednesday. Bye.
All right, well,
I'll
see you guys.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye, Nancy.
Thank you.
Our slowest days are making us more money than our busiest days over there. It's crazy to see. And so, I thought for sure it would be like the first month that we were open and it was just the novelty of the new shop, but it's not.
That's Mel Stevens. She is the manager of the Crowing Food Co-op.
I was a cook slash chef for like 13 years before I did this. That's all I'd ever really done before I took this job. I wanted this job because I figured it'd be the easiest way to put people and food together without having to actually be in the kitchen anymore.
Mel stopped for a moment to answer a question of one of the customers.
I think the adzuki is always going to have more protein because that bean itself just packs so much more of a protein punch, but otherwise the barley, that would probably be a good...
Barley is always good.
Yeah.
It's a nice...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd suggest that one over, like, the sweet one or the yellow one in there, yeah.
Is there a bioengineer in the house? Is there a bioengineer? I need some help with this label. How do you say this? Calcium polyphosphate? Is this nutritional claim a fairy tale or a fable? Come chemical, come dumb and on the food chain.
Jess Goble is the assistant manager, and one of the many things happening during my visit was a phone call from a local farmer that they buy produce from.
I've been really busy today. I'm sorry I haven't called you yet. What do we have on the hot sheet? Eggplant, seriously?
Yeah.
All right, we need, let's do some of those melons. Not the watermelon, but the other one, the Tuscans. Let's do,
you said cameo apple? Let's do a bit of cameo. Let's do avocado.
Desiree is a loyal customer of the Crowing Food Co-op. I asked her why she shops there.
Well, the girls, first of all. the atmosphere. I think they're super smart in seeking out good local foods. And I don't know, I just love the atmosphere. Love the sense of community here. And so I have a six-month-old. So I have two older boys also. And we like to eat fresh produce, and so, and they love it here too.
Oh, good. We love them.
That's great.
Krista was also one of the people that was shopping when I was at the Crowing Food Co-op. She told me why she shops at co-op.
Well, I've been eating organic for about 20 years, and it was kind of hard to find organic food, so I started shopping co-ops, the one in Brainerd and other places I lived. And then I was diagnosed with celiac disease, so I have to be on a strict gluten-free diet. And I found that co-ops were really the place that I could find the food I needed. So I always support my local co-op. I don't live in Brainerd right now, but I visit here every time I come home. And I love it. I just think it's such a great sense of community, and I can do special orders if I need things, and I always know I can find something to eat.
There are other new things at the co-op.
This year we planted our own acre, not to like elbow the farmers out, because that's obviously not what we do here, but just to offer more, because last year we just couldn't seem to get enough from everybody. Luckily, everyone's on this local bandwagon, so a lot of our local farmers are just like spread thin, like getting rid of all their stuff, which is awesome. So we planted our own acre. It's on the Farm of Plenty, which is out by Randall. So it's something like 30,000 seeds we have, so it's really exciting. Farmer Al's been doing a lot of work for us, because we were so busy. We had this grand idea to do it, and not expecting that this would ever get out of control like this. This is beyond our wildest imaginations, how busy we are. So we'll be doing that, and then hopefully Jess and I will have the chance to be out on the farm a day a week, because just to get out, you know, and to be close to the food. Like, that's why we do this job, because that's what we love. But
the Crowing Food Co-op is seeing a upsurge in their membership as well as their profits. They're also seeing a lot more people that are coming and using food stamps at the co-op. Jess Goble is the assistant manager.
You know, we're more and more. We're seeing a lot. I think especially with the way the economy is, and I think we're seeing a lot of EBTUs. So we're really happy to be able to do that. We're hoping to get WIC approval too at some point, which would be huge. Yeah. Our Minnesota's not quite there yet. So there's a couple counties I think they're in the pilot stage.
According to a study done by the Urban Conservancy in 2009, local businesses generate 2 to 3 more local economic activities than chain businesses. There was also a study by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance that said for every $100 spent at a local business, it generates $45 into the local economy, whereas for a box chain store, it generates $14 for every $100 spent.
How good it is to support us, I guess. I don't know. I think about that, like, what a big deal it is when just, you know, someone says that, oh, they're not a member, but they come in and they spend $60 a week. Like, just come in and support this local business, because not only are you supporting this local business, supporting a handful of other locals. Right now we're working with just Farmer John, because he's the only one that's got lettuce this early. But, gosh, eventually we'll be working with probably a dozen, I'd say. Work with Nelson Shine. Well, I guess we're working with them all the time to get chickens. D.B. Kelly, we'll work with the Bordens this year. Farm of St. Matthias, Farm of Plenty, Rambling Rose. Farmer John's one of our favorites.
The Crowing Food Co-op is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're located on 8th and Washington in downtown Brainerd. No more junk in my food.